Chapter 10. The Terrible Truth. Harvey saw a newspaper in a bin. He looked at the date. It was February 2039.
It's all true. This is terrible, Wendell. We were at the Holiday House for more than 30 years,
said Harvey.
Mr. Hood is a thief of time. He stole our years. He's the thief of always. I want those years back again. Maybe we can get the years back,
Harvey said.
But we must return to the Holiday House.
No, I don't want to return there,
said Wendell.
It will be okay,
said Harvey.
I've got a plan. Come on.
It was easy to enter the wall of fog. In a few seconds, they were in the garden again. The boys entered the house, and immediately they felt its strange power.
Remember, Wendell, everything here is an illusion,
said Harvey in a quiet voice. But Wendell didn't hear Harvey. He ran into the kitchen to eat some of Mrs. Griffin's delicious food. Harvey went up to the attic. Rictus was at the top of the stairs.
Welcome back,
he said with a big smile.
I want to speak to Mr. Hood.
You can't,
said Rictus.
Mr. Hood doesn't see anybody.
Harvey ran to the top of the stairs.
Be careful, Harvey,
shouted Rictus.
Mr. Hood is very powerful.
I'm going to destroy his power,
thought Harvey. Harvey opened the door to the attic and went inside. The room was empty.
Hello, Harvey,
said a strange voice above him. Harvey looked up and saw an enormous face. It covered the roof of the house.
Are you Mr. Hood?
Harvey said.
Are you a ghost?
You ask a lot of questions,
said Mr. Hood.
You're a bad young man. I've got a solution for bad teenagers.
Yes,
said Harvey.
You transform them into fish.
That's true,
said Mr. Hood.
But you're different from the other teenagers. You're intelligent and brave. You must stay here in the house, like Mrs. Griffin.
But I don't want to stay,
said Harvey.